Thank you, Marjorie. We'll now start on the news. So here's David to introduce the first five stories.
Thank you, Alison. We'll start this week with two transport stories, both of which led to responses from evening news listeners. The electric garage near the Postwick interchange is the region's first, and still only, all-electric service station. The evening news went there to check on users' views and found them generally positive. The new bus stops on St Stephen Street came in for more criticism this week, with a wheelchair user being strongly critical of the metal planters. Liz Truss has been having problems in Westminster this week, and we cannot guarantee that she will still be Prime Minister when you listen to this, but she also has been having problems in Norfolk. Questions are being raised about £1,841 being spent at the Norwich City online shop by the Foreign Office when Liz Truss was in charge there. And the leader of Norfolk County Council has written to her, urging her to provide additional funding to local authorities. The County Council is facing serious financial challenges and is warning of a significant number of job cuts. To begin, here is Alison with news from the Postwick Electric Service Station.
Overlooking one of Norfolk's busiest junctions, the grid-serve electric garage at the Postwick interchange has already become a familiar landmark. When it opened in April, it was only the second of its kind in the country and has been the focus of nationwide attention. With the sale of new petrol and diesel cars to be banned by 2030 and a huge expansion of electric cars on the way, the site is being closely scrutinised to see how the motoring revolution will unfold. 6 months after it switched on its chargers, how is life going at the site? We visited to speak to four motorists for their experiences of the forecourt. Scott Weston, a contracts manager for a civil engineering company, regularly visits the forecourt to charge up his Ford Mach-E. Although we have a charging point at work, I come here quite often to give the car a quick charge. It's a great hub, although the prices to charge vehicles have shot up recently. Ollie Moy owns a letting agency and drives a Vauxhall Corsa, uses the forecourt as a place to work. I've got an office in Norwich City Centre and I spend about half my time in the office and the rest of the time working remotely. I only live around the corner, so I prefer to work here than at home. It's nice to spend time out of the office and still be productive. That's why I like it here. Louise Dryden, a sales manager, stopped off to charge her Tesla while driving back to Newcastle after visiting Great Yarmouth. "This is my first time here as I'm not from Norfolk," she said. "I'm travelling back to Newcastle with my mother after visiting Great Yarmouth. Normally I would charge up my car at a usual service station, so this is different. It's nice, new and clean. That was what we first spotted when coming in here. The facilities are nice, but if there were more food options in this section, we would have probably eaten here as well." Marcus Smith, an electrician, stopped off for the first time to get a coffee with a friend. "I drive a diesel van, so we just came in for a coffee as we heard it was nice and thought we'd give it a go. It is nice. It's got a Costa and an M&S, which is good. It's a nice, handy place, not too busy, so we'll be back."
Accessibility concerns have been raised by people with regards to the revamped St Stephen Street. Planters in the busy shopping thoroughfare, which has undergone major changes as part of a £6.1 million redevelopment project installing new bus bays and crossings, line the street either side of the bays. Standing at around 20 inches tall, the metal planters, some of which have benches attached, have acute corners and rough sides which have prompted fears of injury. A spokesman at Norfolk County Council said safety checks were conducted throughout the design, construction and on completion of this scheme. There were no concerns raised about the planters on St Stephen Street.
A mystery over government spending at Norwich City Football Club's online shop has deepened as officials remain tight-lipped over their use of public money. Questions had been raised last month by Labour MP Emily Thornberry over the Foreign Office spending some £1,841 at the Canaries online store over the last year. The department's purchases were made on two dates, £1,318 on October the 21st last year and £523.50 on March the 21st this year. It's not known who requested the payments, but at the time in which they both were made, the department was led by South West Norfolk MP Liz Truss, who has spoken previously about being a city supporter. Ms Thornberry, who serves as Shadow Attorney General, had written in a letter to Foreign Office Minister Gillian Keegan that it was difficult to understand why the department had spent money on items such as high-end private catering, wellness and beauty treatments, extensive supplies from UK wineries, large amounts of home furnishing and even £1,841 at the Norwich City Club shop.
The leader of Norfolk County Council has written to Prime Minister Liz Truss to urge her to provide extra cash to local authorities or risk damaging council tax hikes on her own doorstep. Norfolk County Council needs to find £60 million of savings and cuts in its budget for the next year, and there are fears the funding gap could grow to be even greater. Andrew Proctor, leader of the Conservative-controlled council, has written to South West Norfolk MP Ms Truss asking for more funding for councils. In the letter, Mr Proctor wrote, "As leader, I have no desire for Norfolk County Council to be seen as a high tax authority. I would therefore ask that you consider the future of how local government is funded as a matter of urgency." At the same meeting, Liberal Democrat leader Brian Watkins asked Mr Proctor what his response to an elector would be if they told him that they had no choice between, that they had to choose between eating and heating this winter. Mr Proctor said that he did not agree with remarks made by Tory group chairman Jake Berry that people could just get better paid jobs to cover their energy bills.
A significant number of jobs will be lost at Norfolk County Council as part of a strategic review at County Hall, officers have confirmed. Staff at the council had briefings from the authority's head of paid service, Tom McCabe, this week, and will discover in January whether their roles are at risk of redundancy. The Conservative-controlled council has brought in consultants to carry out that strategic review with an ambition to save up to £20 million a year. "People will be understandably worried about their future. I want to do it sensitively and I want to do it well. But there is an acknowledgement that we have to be a leaner, more affordable organisation, but with the right capabilities to deliver what it is that we want to deliver." And now we'll hear what is featured on the letters pages of the Evening News.